Asar betevis. We're jumping to Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph to Halacha Hey. Of course, since it's Asar betevis, we're discussing the laws of fasting in general on what's called the Ta'anesim that are Zecher to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. There's also what's called Ta'anes Esther, which really has nothing to do with the Churban Beis Hamikdash, but let's start from the beginning. Number one. As the Kitzur teaches us, it's a mitzvah asay midivrei hanevim. That's called divrei Kabbalah to fast on these day on days where tzaras took place to our forefathers. Now says the Kitzur, tachlis atainis. What's the main purpose? This is really the lashon of the Rambam also, and the Shlach Kodesh also writes this concept that the ikar point of atainis is to wake up the levavas, to wake us up to tshuva. And there's an amazing lashon that's kedai to focus on from the Kitzur. It's really supposed to remind us of our evil actions. Listen to these powerful words. And the actions of our forefathers that are like our actions now until they cause them and us the tzoris, the same tzoris. This is a peledik azach, which is really Yerushalmi Maseches Yoma, that there, every generation that the Beis Hamikdash is not built, it's as if it's been destroyed. And I think what's so amazing about this whole Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the Rambam, like I said, is the idea that there's nothing, it's almost tougher, it's almost secondary, the idea of remembering the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, meaning memorializing the destruction and what happened in the past, in as much as it's much more important to be able to focus on the present, that right now the Beis Hamikdash is not built, then we're doing something wrong and we need to try on an individual level, maybe a communal level too, to figure out what we could do differently. And that's why the Kitzur goes on to say, a person should be mefashrus b'maisav, take a few minutes during the day to think, how can I improve my ways? And as the Kitzur points out, based on the Psukim, Chazal, Rambam, that says that when Hashem saw during the time of Yena, when he went to Nineveh, and they did tshuva, they woke up, it's amazing, it was non-Jewish people, they woke up, and it says that Hashem saw their actions, he didn't see their sacks and cloth, meaning to say, and their fasting. So they fasted. And you're supposed to fast if you could fast, like as I mentioned, the halachically, if a person's weak, pregnant, everything else, there's many leniencies. But the ikar is to know that the purpose of fasting is to make sure that we're holding b'tshuva. And that's what the Kitzur goes on to explain. People that fast but are doing tilim and having a geshmak of time, they definitely were teifes the tafel and leaving the main point of the fast. That's interesting. Okay, next. Here's a historical fact. Three B'Tishrei, he's going through the different fast days. So Gimel Tishrei is a famous Gedal ben Achika. Dispute if it's considered a Nitcha or not. This is right after, actually, the destructions. It's out of order. Because we're discussing now, after already the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash by Nebuchadnezzar, so he established Gedal ben Achika as a governor, and then he got murdered by a Jew. And at that point was basically the what's called the Gachas Yisrael that was remnant, that was left over and perhaps would have been reignited, was destroyed. And many thousands were destroyed or went into exile, etc. So that's Gimel B'Tishrei, that's Gedal ben Achikam, that's Tzom Gedalia. Then we have what's called Asar B'Tevis, which is of course what we have today. Asar B'Tevis is really the beginning, which is so interesting. And the Poskim point out, the famous Avodah that says that this is the more chamo, more stringent than all the other fast days that we're listing, because if it falls out on Shabbos, it is actually, it would override Shabbos, just it doesn't fall out on the calendar. But if it doesn't Friday, which we had, I think it was last year, 3 years ago, then you would fast the entire Friday into Shabbos. The point is, Asar B'Tevis is when? Nebuchadnezzar made a seizure in Yerushalayim, and after 2.5 years or so, it led to the actual destruction. So everything, if you go back to the beginning, started in Asar B'Tevis, and therefore it's kedai to reflect on this idea of the siege that was run around the Yerushalayim and eventually led to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Now, Shivasa B'Tammuz Yizayin B'Tammuz is really when five different calamities took place. And this was, so to speak, the second stage after the siege. It was the break in the wall. There was a breach in the wall. And eventually led to this Beis Hamikdash, the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which was in Tisha B'Av. Now, what else happened on Shivasa B'Tammuz? The Luchos was broken by Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down from the mountain. Korban Tamid was also stopped at some stage before the Churban. A breach in the wall, like we said, during Churban Bayis Shein, and even though during the Churban Bayis Rishon, it was on the 9th, not on the 17th. Nevertheless, it was since Churban Bayis Shein is Mochama, so we go with the second Yud Zayin, with the second Beis Hamikdash. There's another Pshat from Yerushalmi, which the Kitzur points out that really it was because there was so much tzaras, they made a mistake simply in the cheshbon, and the Navi kept it according to the miscalculation. Also happened is that Apostomus HaRasha burnt the Torah, and a tzelem was placed in the Heichal through Rishei. So interesting that the Kitzur basically is going with the Maharal, has two different opinions in the Yerushalmi of what exactly happened, who was the one that put the tzelem in the Heichal. Was it Menashe? Was from, of course, Melech Yisrael, or it was a Apostomus, which according to the Meiri and Beis Bechiri actually says it was a Greek officer. Kitzamais is definitely something terrible that happened during, and was probably made. All these things are really connected if you think about it. So that's why on Shivas Batamas we also have a fast day. And lastly, Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a culmination. On Tisha B'Av, it was Nigzar already in the time of the Midbar when the Malagim came back and Klal Yisrael cried and there was Bechila Deiras. And Chazal said that Hashem already said, if you're crying for no reason, I'm going to give you a reason to cry. So already it was designated as a day of Churban. So when the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash took place, both in Beis Lishon and Beis Sheni, it was orchestrated to be done on this day because it was already designated as a terrible day. V'nil Kedoyah Beis HaMikdash, and there was a city of Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was the city of Bar Kochba. Tried to rebel against the Romans, and the Maaseh Beis HaMikdash was trapped. Thousands of Jews were killed. And on that day also, on Tisha B'Av, Ton L'Srofus, the Rasha plowed the Heichal and around the Heichal. And the Pasuk Tzion said that the Chash was Mekuyim, was fulfilled. And the Kitzur points out there's another Tainis Esther, which, like we mentioned, there's nothing to do with the Churban. It's actually a personal Churban. It's not even by Nevi'im. And Hashem should bless us, so we should be zeichet to do the proper tshuva, and through the tshuva be zeichet to the binyan beis habikdash. There's a beautiful nimukhi in Chaim Kedai to know that he says that you should. It's a minhag to have a meal. Everyone knows you break your fast after the fast days. People don't realize that there's actually an Indian to have a meal. Why? Because these tzomim, so tzom rabbi, tzom chamishi, tzom shvi, and tzom asiri, yeah, the beis yudah sasun simcha are going to turn into yom tovim. It's made of the way to symbolize that is to have a meal after the fast day.